Stay tuned for Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy on paratalkradio.com. Paratalk Radio is your one stop for all things paranormal, the unknown, and the supernatural. We cover topics such as ghosts, hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and more.
Paratalk Radio is a product of the Genesee Valley Paranormal Investigators. You can join us every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, TuneIn, and Google Play. We are a part of AHAM Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com. Live video streaming can be seen on Facebook at facebook.com/paratalkradio and periscope.tv.
To contact us, email paratalkradiohost@gmail.com or search on the web for Paratalk Radio. Paratalk Radio is recorded live at J. Wolf Productions in Ontario, New York,
Facebook.
Engineered by John Winter. We are Rochester, New York's only paranormal talk radio show.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on our show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Paratalk Radio, our hosts, or our sponsors. Some of the language on our show may not be suitable for listeners under 16.
Five.
And now, here are your hosts, Ted and Cindy.
Hi, everybody! That's what I do every time, so
mm-hmm.
You guys are used to it. Okay, hi, Kristen. Kristen, you're new here? Okay. Mm-hmm. She said...
Snap. You forgot that part.
Hi, Ted and Cindy. Guys are having fun. Kristen Holmes said she's new here. I'm new here.
She ain't new. You're old, woman. I mean, not old, but
not
you know
old,
what I mean.
I mean...
You've been here a while.
Sheila, John, don't let Ted touch the computer.
See, too late.
Too late. That was funny, though, Sheila.
Nice.
Ted Van's son is watching. Hi, Ted.
I don't know how I'm watching. I'm
Hi,
on a
Teddy
different channel than everybody else.
Hi, Cora. Hi, Kelly.
I don't know, but somebody named Tom Vanson just shared it.
Huh?
Yeah, who's that?
Oh.
Must be a relative.
Must be a relative.
Yeah, everybody can bring in chairs and sit down. We don't mind. If everybody sits down in here, they can sit on the floor. I don't care. Grab a chair. Pull up the wood.
Pull up some wood? What?
I meant the floor.
Come on.
Wow.
There's kids around here.
There's one young man here, and he's looking around the room. So
right.
Guess who heard it?
Okay, so we're here at the Haldeman House.
Yep,
am I
yep.
saying it right? A mansion.
Haldeman Mansion.
Haldeman
Get
mansion.
It right, would you?
I know.
You act like this is your first show.
This place is awesome, though. I really do love it.
Yeah.
Except I'm not going in the summer house again.
I still haven't gone yet.
I am not going back in there. You guys could not friggin' pay me. Well, listen. I mean, so I told them I would tell them my story. So they wanted me to, they're like, oh, have you gone over to the summer house yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't gone. Oh, listen.
Having a heat wave.
I said, no, I haven't gone over there yet. I'm like, don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything. So I came over here and sat back down, and then I could hear.
Sorry.
He's lucky I'm not closer. I would elbow him like my grandma used to.
Sorry to interrupt, but I was going to say asparagus is up, but it's periscope is up. For what?
For what now?
Don't listen to her. She's British. What does she know?
So I'm sitting here before I went over, and I literally heard Ring Around the Rosie up in the room up there, and two little girls were singing. And I saw them playing, and I also know there's a little boy as well. He's not as big as the girls. So John and I, John went with me. I asked him if he would come with me, and thank God I did that. I'm not kidding. I would be on the floor. You guys would be looking for me, and I would have been on the floor, passed out.
Who cares? No, it won't.
But it won't. So, So I go up there. I go up first, and I already knew about the ringer and around the Rosie. I already knew that. I'm like, oh, you guys have to be careful because the wood is a little, you know, uneven. So it'll give you that funhouse effect. So I said, don't pay attention to that. Just be careful, though. Damn it. She annoys me, I have to say. We have so much hard times with
Eight
that.
8 seconds.
So I
My bad.
Flush, please.
Where is it?
Thank you.
Thank you. I bet you terrified me.
And I'm watching the two dogs go by like, holy shit, they're talking.
So we did. I told him, I said, Don, just be careful of the funhouse effect. And I'm standing there, and you guys told me to go by that window and look at, down. It's your fault.
My bad.
Mike, I used to like you. I used to fangirl about you.
My name's Mike. But nothing's really changed.
Well, I did. So it wasn't even that I saw anything different. It was, I stood there and I'm like, so I've been feeling Mr. Haldeman. I know he's been here. And as soon as I came onto the property, literally turned in here, I was literally flooded. Did I not say that? I was like, holy,
yeah.
There's a, thank you. There was, I literally have so much coming at me. I'm going to eat that ice cream. Well, I'm not because I don't like raspberries, so it's fine. You're safe. So I knew that there was going to be a lot. He's been talking to me. It was not him. He would not do what was done to me up there. So I literally, I was like, oh, well, who is it that's up here? And I just could feel, and I'm like, okay, is it because you told me there's a man up there? I said, but I already knew Mr. Haldeman was here, so that didn't matter. So I stand, I look out the window, and I say to John, I'm like, I'm not feeling very good. I said, I'm nauseous.
Thank you.
I said, holy shit. Literally, it feels like my blood sugar just dropped. I said, I feel like I'm having a hypoglycemic event right now. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing good, John. He's like, do you want to go? Do we need to go? And all of a sudden, as I'm saying that, I literally can feel from my head, then it came, it went down, and it was like rings. And then it went up. Literally, I felt myself being drained so much, I literally almost passed out. I said, John, I got to get out of here now.
We had a girl with us that actually passed.
That's what somebody else said, because when I just told them, I literally had to get the hell out of there because I was so sick that I've never been drained so fast. I had John tried grounding me. I went outside in the, I should have taken my shoes off. I should have ground completely out. I came in here. I started eating. It was not until I took some drink and I started feeling better. It was the worst experience I've ever had in my life.
Can I just tell you something real quick? Because I've been here for 6 years. I live next door. And I can come in this mansion at any time at night. It doesn't bother me. I will not go in the summer kitchen alone. There's an author who wrote this book that if you read the chapter 6 in here,
okay.
It's the whole reason why I will not go in that summer kitchen alone.
Oh, my God. So hang on one second.
I do not like him.
It's gone now.
I just saw
Did
something dark in front of me.
It just stood right here in front
so
of you.
So the funny part was, is you were talking, and I was going, there's a black figure that I am now seeing over there.
And it's on video now,
and
so
it
literally, was standing right here. So if anybody goes back to it, you will see it.
I saw it on my... Literally, I just caught it out of my corner of my eye. And
yeah,
so
it was standing right over you.
The black figure, and then he was gone. So, yes, I don't like him.
And
I
Sheila
do know
just
it's him.
Gone. So, so,
he's
so.
An a-hole.
I didn't want to say that to you.
No. What? It was bad. I've never been that drained.
I'm over there alone.
Just here, I'm watching on the clear. You're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Something between you and this gentleman.
John, yep. Listen, I know he's here. He's not messing with me now, but I do know that he's making me aware of what he is. I just got bad vibes. So when you started me to look at the book, I literally saw the black mass here in my third eye. I saw Ted trying to get my attention.
Ted,
so as I'm turning, I see this black thing over me, and I'm like, freaking. I'm freaking out now. I like this. I love the kitchen, though. The kitchen is amazing. I said I want one. I told the girls out there. I'm like, I want this. I love this. And then I went upstairs.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt because I got people telling me on Periscope that they saw it.
Yeah.
And that it's gone now.
They had to.
So they saw it. And on Periscope, it was actually a brown type figure, brown and maroon. It was covering you up, basically. It was standing right in
front
of you.
There you go, people.
From the one...
You're
camera.
Welcome.
So there was something there, and now it's gone. So if you were paying attention to the live, see, sometimes it's good to have video, you know, live
sometimes
video.
Sometimes it's good to have a psychic medium that you can mess with wholeheartedly and take it out on. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what I love is that it is completely daylight, right? There's a ton of people. You guys all are here. I have our viewers on Periscope and Facebook. I mean, there's a lot of people here that's witnessing.
Right.
But the funny part is you guys didn't see it, but
we saw it on video. So believe it or not, if you go to periscope.tv and look up Paratalk Radio, this video is
on
there
on
for the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
So you will be able to see it, but it's periscope.tv and then put in Paratalk Radio and you will be able to see it.
Keep it PG, Kelsey.
It might be. We can write it down, but it's
I'm
all
trying,
you got to do is
Kelly,
go in,
I'm trying.
On your phone, just go into the apps and put down and just download Periscope. That's all you have to do.
It was perfect, right?
Oh, you have it?
It was perfect validation.
Did you see? So it's on there. You see it? It did record it?
Yeah, we have some awesome
off here. You saw it, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that was interesting.
Thanks.
That was a first.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Hi, y'all. How you doing,
Hi,
y'all?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, grab a chair. So we're live. Yeah, we caught it live. So it.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was live. Yep. So
absolutely.
That was pretty weird. I know that Periscope is doing something it's never done before. It is going in and out.
Oh, is it?
Well, every once in a while, it'll go in and out.
It's not normal.
But it's not doing it on the Facebook Live. Now, I'm wondering if it was... Did they say anything? Did they see it on
Facebook
Live?
Did you guys
Live?
On Facebook see it, what we're talking about? Did you guys see the dark cloud that was, like, basically
Did
over
you see
me?
It? Is it on there?
I can't go back from where I'm at.
You did see it, though. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, you can't pay me to get back over there. Nope, not going to do it. Well, he liked me and my energy. But then again, a lot of people do. If I had enough energy to run, I would have pushed John
Sheila,
out of my way.
Sheila from Syracuse, New York, did see it.
Oh, Sheila, you saw it. Good. Oh,
yeah.
But is she on Periscope?
She's on Periscope and Facebook Live.
Oh, okay,
so, yeah,
good.
She did see it.
Kristen says, take that ghost adventure. That's funny.
That is good. That was good.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Okay, so let's get to what we were supposed to be doing, because we are actually broadcasting live from the Haldeman Mansion.
Hi,
in yes, John. In
what is he saying? What did he say?
And he said thank you.
Oh.
And
you're welcome.
Who's doing that? Oh, them. They're listening. Anyway.
My volume's off.
That's okay.
Listen,
but anyways, Haldeman Mansion.
Reverb. They're just watching.
Right. So we're at Haldeman Mansion in Bainbridge, Pennsylvania. We've been here since, I don't know, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock this morning, something like that. And we've had a fun-filled day here. It's been great.
Definitely by 9:30.
A lot of really cool people. And Mike King is here, and he's the man. He's the sheriff from Shepherdstown. He's
Woo!
Here.
Chief of police.
Did he say chief police? Chief of police. Sorry.
Chief police.
Take that, Periscope. anyways.
Over here?
But yeah, so we're having fun. It's actually feeling like there's a breeze coming through the window now, which is nice. So it's out Cindy's here. Nice.
Out Cindy's mouth.
Oh, invisible.
Mean.
Yeah, Invisible John is actually speaking, guys. So yes, he does exist. There is a picture of him on Facebook.
We got him.
Yeah.
He's like
not
Bigfoot.
True.
He's like Bigfoot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although that may be true.
Yes. So anyways, you know, I got to tell you that the lectures were awesome today.
I really wish I could have seen some.
Yeah, I wish you would have came to mine. I mean,
I was doing reading. Sorry.
What's more important?
Making a dollar. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm teasing. He knows I'm teasing. I kicked you there with my teddy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it.
I know.
I want to, though.
I have to be good because you drove, so I have to ride home with you.
I got the power.
Don't let it go to your brain. All right, so hey, Paldo, too. What's going on, buddy? So, anyways.
Oh, Kristen said she saw it too.
Yeah. So we've had a fun-filled day here.
I have. I really like this
the building.
Place.
Is awesome. The grounds are really good. I like the grounds.
Yeah.
I like all of it. When we first came up in here, I was like,
it's not haunted at all.
Yeah.
I lied.
It's
I totally
a lie.
Lied. You guys saw it on there. I mean, I lied.
Hey, if you're on Facebook, do you believe everything on Facebook?
You better believe this. I'm telling you right now, this is for reals.
Yeah. So actually what we did is, you know, this they provided the table, which is cool. It's a bigger table than what we're used to. We're used to having a smaller table, a little
Where
more.
Where are you, Dad?
Out of your reach, thank God.
Yeah.
But anyways, finally, stop touching me.
Right.
Anyway.
He's probably like, thank God she can't touch me.
I'm not touching you. Anyway, so we came, and I actually brought my haunted crucifixes. And
I just thought about something. I'm not cold. I don't need any tissues. The studio is freezing all the time.
Yeah, her heart actually warmed up.
That's right, people. That's amazing.
We have comedians sitting across from us. They'll be here till Thursday. Try the veal. They're good.
Tip the waitress on the way out.
There you go. Over. Shake them. Get change. You know, money. Thank you, Invisible John. we got it. You know what? He always says, did Omar, the tent maker, give you my shirt yet? And he says, oh, wait a minute. It's summertime. They're out making... What'd you
sales.
Say? Sales right
it's
now.
Boat
so
season.
So they don't have. But we're going to make him a shirt that says Paratalk Radio on the back, and on the front it's going to say Invisible John. And
oh
then in quotations it's going to say, ha ha, you can't see me.
Oh my God, I think we should.
I think that'd be funny.
That'd be awesome.
We should make the shirt camouflage too. Pink camouflage.
Doesn't matter. The shadow of my ass outweighs both of you.
I think he just stole something from Gabriel Iglesias.
Where's the fireplace? How do you know about the fireplace?
Yeah, how do you know about the fireplace?
There's actually two of them in the room we're in.
Yes.
And there's one on the other side.
It's a mansion.
They're talking about the one that's normally behind you two.
Oh.
Pay attention
to
your own show.
I don't get it. actually. We're just not in front of them.
Yes. What?
And we don't have in the box.
Yeah, no boy in the box. Chewbacca's not here, neither is Darth Vader.
Right.
So
the books. We do have some of the books
we have. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we want to send out to Courtney that we have her Haunt John stuff. It's here.
Yeah.
And it looked like, so you guys that are going to Kentucky to Scarefest with us, we got the confirmation today that, yes, we are going to Scarefest, Kentucky. We are making that happen. We will be there.
Bomb chicka wong wong.
Don't quit your day job.
Hey, I never said I was the singer in
this duo.
Or trio.
I know.
That's him.
It wasn't like Batman and Robin, and who's that?
Batgirl.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I'm not Blunder Woman. I'm Wonder Woman. I have PJs to prove it.
She wore them all the way up.
I was listening.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I did.
So yes.
I'm strong.
So
I'm not afraid.
Now let's talk.
I'm not afraid.
She's not afraid.
I'm getting that. She's looking at me going, yeah, I'm not afraid you will be on the way home because I got gas. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Where is it, John?
I don't have it.
Do it.
Anyways, I was talking about I brought the haunted crucifixes with us. Now I want
Why are these here? You're freaking me out.
They've been there the whole time.
I didn't even pay attention.
And you didn't even know they were there.
You ate lunch on them.
I guess they're not.
Can you hand me the one with the white Jesus, please?
Listen, I don't touch crosses.
Would you please
touch
it? You won't.
I'm a witch.
I know, but you won't get burned. Touch it. I promise.
I'm just kidding. I won't get burned.
Isn't that the secret stash one?
Oh, yeah, it's a secret stash.
There was a secret stash in there. I just didn't. I wasn't pulling it out.
I just want to kind of explain it so that y'all can see this. And this is actually a lot of these came from different locations that I have.
These are still
brand new. The candles and the holy water and everything is still in it, never been opened.
I need some of that holy water now. I need to keep these
things
away
from mine.
This is
very, very cool. some of your exorcists use these things when they go around that still have that. So this, believe it or not, that one was given to me the gentleman went and cleaned out a house where the couple had passed away, and he had taken and made 12 deliveries of furniture and stuff and took it all out. And as soon as he put that part, it was the last trip in the van, put that on the dashboard of his van, the van stalled, would not start running again. He smelled like there was something burning. He said there
was
something.
His soul.
Yeah, I don't know. He said that things in the back of the van were making noise, like there was something loose in the back of the van.
So do you want me to pick up to see if any of these are haunted?
Well, I want the other one, please.
This one?
Yes, please. And anyway, so he gave that to me, and I gave
this
him some.
Heavy.
Yes, it is. And I gave him white sage,
There's a dagger in there.
Cleaned out his van, and everything was fine. And I said, yeah, it was fine because you gave me the crucifix, and it's not with you anymore. So, you know, I've got it. So. But this one here is a little older and a little more extravagant and a lot heavier. And this one, you have to be careful because you don't want to break them. And just because it's me.
That's scary.
Oh, burn!
It doesn't work.
Wrong kind of witch.
Yep.
That's right. I'm the good
anyway,
guy.
So this one is the same style. It still has the candles have never been burned and everything. So I've gotten two of them from two locations. That once they were removed from the places they were.
Wonder Woman, Eric. Said.
All of the problems stopped. So we grabbed them. So you can take
and
that one back.
So
and
did
can
you
I
have
the,
any problems yourself?
No, I have no problems with them whatsoever.
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Can I have the one on the end, please?
And I...
Well, you shouldn't have any problems because I had a lot of fun with these.
You had a lot of fun with them?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what. Mungie was involved. Just kidding. This one was off of a bishop's staff. They sit.
No, play that video.
And the house was being emptied. It was a mansion-type building. And this was a part of the staff that they had. And they're moving it out, and the people were very religious. But this never it was still on the staff when they had it, and it kept falling over, and it used to fall over at a certain time all the time, even no matter what, at a specific time.
Okay.
And so what happened was, is the last time it fell, the piece was actually a clay piece that actually holds these in place. That's made out of a clay type material, and it actually shattered, and this fell off.
I'm just kidding.
And they said the house started getting like really weird. There was stuff going on in the house that never happened before because of this was still not connected to the staff. So I'm going to just call the idiot now, the guy an idiot now. You're an idiot. The guy took the wood part with the clay part that broke off and burned the staff. This is all that's left.
What a cray cray.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Right.
That's
so,
right.
So
I mean,
he,
we know that's the thing
right.
that grounds it.
So he gave, exactly. So he said,
and it was in earth.
Take this, exactly. Take this, get it out of my house, and that's how I own it. The last piece I want to show you is not a crucifix at all.
It is amazing.
You want to tell the folks at home what this is?
This is an Asami.
Yes.
And this is a scarab. It's Egyptian. I love it.
Witches, especially depending.
Witches,
no, depending on what tradition
not
they follow.
Is not witches. Witches.
Yes. Not on brooms,
not
but sort
the
of
bee witches,
but anyways.
But just the good witches.
Shush over there. Anyways, they use this for their rites, and it's very
and
beautiful.
Executions. And I'm just kidding.
The cube, but it's a very nice piece.
It's beautiful.
And
so
the
haunted?
Story, yes, the story to this is that there was a coven,
okay.
of course, and
all
they
right.
were doing their so on and so forth, and another person was involved that wasn't true to their and started mm-hmm. causing some problems. And when they did, she stole this from the coven.
What?
Yeah.
Now that is
so,
the bee witch.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened is she stole
it's
this.
The W-O-A
so
people.
She ended up getting, as they say, cursed and so on and so forth for having the item. So she actually suffered 24-hour blindness.
That's creepy.
It was really weird. So
that
I found this.
Not to
it was
steal
actually,
people. That's in the Bible.
Yeah, so it was actually... wrapped up and given to me.
So why didn't they give it back to the coven?
So, what's that? No, well, yes, sort of.
Normally, good witches do not use their athamis for blood.
Most of the time, all that sees is the earth, most of the time.
Yeah, earth, air.
What's above and below and so
right.
on and so forth. So either way, those are the items that I have, and I thought I'd bring them today just to have on display.
Interesting.
Not
so,
selling them, not for sale. Go away.
So why was this not returned to the coven?
They didn't want it back.
Oh, they're like, it is cursed.
I'm not sure why. So we've got
weird.
It back, and
yeah.
so
that's
I'm
amazing. All... I'm gonna steal it from you now.
No, it's creative reallocation of resources.
Just kidding. I am creatively reallocating resources to my home. That was really clever. That was awesome.
You know, they say in the Bible it says,
thou shalt not steal,
but it doesn't say anything about swapping.
That's right. Or reallocating resources.
Okay, whatever. Enough about you.
I don't steal. So just so you guys know, I'm very moral and...
Yeah, she
ethical.
Is. Even though she acts wacky, she is.
I'm a wackadoo.
Wackadoo.
Mm-hmm. But it's a fun wackadoo.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
So I just want to say that, you know, we've been having a really good time here.
Wait. This is better than Antique Roadshow, Kristen said.
Oh, well, thank you. Cindy's been able to do some readings. We've been able to eat meat, not eat. There's Mungie coming in. We haven't ate anybody today.
Not today. Who's on the list? Who's on the list?
So, but we had a good time so far, and it's been they have great ice cream, and the burgers were.
Listen, I'm just saying, next year you have to come just for the brownies and ice cream. I mean, if you want some haunted stuff, I mean, it's fine. Come do some haunted stuff here too. I mean, especially go to the summer house. No, don't go in. I mean, you can, but just be very careful. White light yourselves before you go in there.
I'm gonna get the taser if you keep going. Don't smile.
Well,
yeah,
what
we
do
know.
They call that? They call that, like, mm-hmm. put the electrocution on your skin or something. It's weird.
I know.
I don't know what it's called, but I mean, I don't
Are
want
you to... calling Mungie on purpose?
Go ahead. Dial him up.
I don't even. If Mungie, if you're watching, go ahead, call. I'll take your call. Go ahead. Call.
He's like, it's better than listening to Cindy go crazy. Listen, I have a lot of energy here.
We,
aside from the fact
I do. No, you
energy,
almost killed us on the way here.
My energy was dripped almost like three times. But that's beside the point.
I'm just going to.
By the way.
Near date speed
okay,
limit
people,
didn't matter either.
I have people here. Okay. Moving on up is the song. What's
wow.
it from? Where did the Jeffersons originate? Good job! Yep. I've been dying because they didn't know it on the way here. I didn't know it, and I'm dying.
Should have asked us.
Yeah, me too. I do.
I got nothing to say to you.
Yes,
or him now.
You have lots to say.
So. No, I don't. Anyways, you know, we wanted
You're
to say...
You're still alive. You didn't
yeah,
die.
Yeah, I know. That's
so
true. But that whole,
that.
Like, we're over here and supposed to be over there, and you're just, like, hopping over things to get there.
There is not a police officer in the room that you're saying this in front of. Right, Ted? Jeez.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I really...
He's like, hey, these two idiots.
I didn't break the law,
Mike. So, yeah.
Mike, I didn't break the law. Breaking the law! Breaking the law!
And then here goes...
I'm speaking lyrics, sorry.
Here goes the Paratalk radio van, and then we're in the other van, and we're, like, going this way, and we're
I'm
like...
I'm like, well, at least they didn't follow me this time.
So
she followed me the first time.
Now, wait. Let me talk for a minute here, Miss Wound Up.
I was just drained, and now I got my energy back.
Okay. We're going down the road, and she's looking for a U-turn, and we're going down... Oh, this is a U-turn. No, it's not
either.
A U-turn. Okay, the car turned by itself.
Exactly. It was...
Paranormal car.
Right.
Stop helping.
It just turned by itself.
So, yes, it kind of just went around, and we got back on to where we needed to go, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well...
Or the two exits she missed.
I know where there's right. one.
Dead bodies, are we talking?
Paranormally investigated the car.
There you go. Please make sure before we leave. I want to get back to the other stuff, but I was talking about originally before we got on this rant was that
what?
Yeah, uh-huh. That
squirrel.
Segway. No. We decided to come to Halderman Mansion because we have taken Paris. Paratalk Radio to a new level. And
what level is it?
Lingerie.
Clean up an aisle three, please. Anyway.
No. It's fully clothed.
As far as we know, we're the only radio station that's doing live haunted places. We're on the road,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, we just made the deal that we're going to be at. Scarefest for the four days. We're going to be there. I'm actually working out the deal. Thank you to
Mike
King to be at another event at Gettysburg, which is going to be really cool. And we're trying to work that out. And, you know,
we're dying to go to Gettysburg, just
yeah.
so everybody's aware. I
but,
mean,
you know, there's still one place we're this close.
London?
And... That's not close.
It's close. I can feel it. It's close. It's so close.
You're going to be knocked out on the way home. Just kidding.
So much fun.
Anyways. No, I was thinking, you know.
We're going home tonight.
I mean, I could call in sick and we could go to Kentucky and go to Waverly Hills since we're this close.
Waverly Hills.
Okay, no. Never mind. It was just an idea. We could go to Shepherdstown. We're that close.
Listen, yeah. we are going to Shepherdstown. Mike even said so. We could.
Yes, we are going to make a deal with Mike, and that didn't sound right either.
We're making a deal with Mike.
We'll be coming back one light.
$50 make you holla. Anyways.
That's them. They're doing it, not me. I mean, I'm on a good deal.
And,
he says,
we.
Wow. Don't give her sugar or ice cream or anything anymore.
Give me sugar!
I didn't get, she bought it herself.
You can't stop me from buying my own shit.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
Uh-oh.
Well, good. Maybe she'll keep it in her mouth and,
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's so,
so
funny, though, right?
Yeah. Anyways, the,
I was wanting one of these when we first pulled in, though, remember? Everybody had one in their mouth. I'm like, at our table. I was like, okay.
John, what? Just remember that. Just remember that Monday you have a break. You actually have another witch on the show Monday.
There's another witch, and it's not me. And you're gonna miss me.
Why? You're not gonna be there on Monday?
Oh, we didn't tell you.
Oh no, we didn't tell him. We told everyone. Why
would we told 10,000 people, but forgot to tell.
Why would anyone tell me anything?
Syracuse.
Oh boy.
For Imagine
Thanks,
Dragons.
Cuz. Okay. Yeah, so
Syracuse is kind of anti-climatic.
So your other favorite witch is Charlene Johnson Craft is going to be on.
Wait, did you just say that's his favorite witch?
I said the other favorite.
Oh, okay.
Is going to be on the show.
She's sensitive.
I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive.
You're something. Anyways, we. We are not your normal paratalkio show. This proves it. I need to say thank you to Michelle for having us here.
Woo!
Because
give it up for Michelle!
Yes, thank you.
Yes, we had such a good time.
We
fantastic.
Next year we'll come back too if you want us.
Hell to the yeah. So, not going in the summer house myself.
I think we should broadcast from there. Sorry.
I think we should too. We should set up there and do it.
I won't be doing that.
But
I'll be having my wandering mic outside.
So can
be upstairs.
Can we talk about where we're going to be next?
Sure.
Besides our own studio next Monday.
Okay.
Where
well,
are
I'm
we
not
next?
Going to be there at our studio.
Well, I just want to bring the fact up is that July 9th is going to be our first one on the road in New York State.
What? Yep.
And we're going to be in Batavia at the Go Art. That's the new Honda location discovered. It used to be a men's club where women were not allowed. John's laughing. And make it rain, baby, make it rain.
Wow.
I'm scared.
Yeah, me too. And so we're going to be there on July 9th, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And basically, wherever we are at the Honda locations, you guys are welcome to come out, bring a chair. There is going to be a donation jug or whatever you want to call it so that you can.
It sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Is that my present?
Hey, Darlene.
What's my present? Brachiopods.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, cool. And how old is this?
400 million
years.
That's
Holy
it.
Holy moly, that's very cool.
That is so cool.
This is going on our.
Ledge?
Yeah, it's going on the ledge. Yeah.
Mantle?
Yeah, that's at the mantle. So that's pretty cool. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank
that's
you.
Right.
That is very, very
that's
cool.
Amazing.
That's cool.
I love fossils.
So we got a very cool thing now to add to the mantle. Anyways,
awesome
so Batavia, so you guys can bring your chairs. We do ask that you give a donation for each location that we go because – mainly, you know, where they have these paracons and stuff like that, they're trying to raise money for
the
buildings and
the
places and so on and so forth.
And
so even though with all the joking and all the stuff that we do, and we know you guys love that stuff, and because, you know, we hate being serious.
And
but,
being drained.
You know, it's just there is a purpose for why we do certain things. And this
yeah.
whole thing with Paratalk Radio being on the road is to get you guys to a location that maybe you've never been before.
Yeah.
So you can check it out. Help them raise money, and at the same time, enjoy yourself with us as well.
Yeah.
Since we are entertainers, and we're something. But
let me entertain.
You're something.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, July 9th is going to be first one. It's in Batavia, New York. Come on down, grab a chair, and join us. They have food and water available, or drinks, however you want to put it. They do have a newly remodeled bar, so you can have a couple drinks. And
yep,
you know,
because
so,
I can have drinks.
Yeah,
yeah that's a terrible idea.
No.
That's a terrible idea.
As much as
I actually,
no.
I can't drink.
She can't drink.
I'm allergic.
Yeah, so.
I'm allergic to alcohol. But
suck
you guys
in the belly. What? I do? If I have to, he has to. So anyways, yes, even though we're entertainers and the laughter and all this stuff, there are serious sides of all this, and we just want everybody to know. And I do have to add, with Michelle, we had a lecture here today that I did about old school paranormal and stuff, and I want to say thank you to everybody who went up there, because I forgot to get a picture, and it was a packed house upstairs for my lecture. It was great.
That's
I
awesome.
Really, really appreciate it.
I know, because when we came back down in here, when I came back in here,
I mean, it was great.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you so much.
And it was only like 108 degrees.
Yeah.
And that's it? 108?
I stood in front of the air conditioner. It was nice. But, you know, you can get, if you get enough people to, you know, they enjoyed us from New York. Yay!
Yay!
I do have to mention this. Pennsylvania is the only state that I know that has those ridiculous signs on the side of the road.
Oh, my God. Those signs are hysterical. I mean, they're great.
But if New York was to have those...
Wait, what was it?
They would disappear.
Be aware of dangerous drivers or something.
Aggressive drivers. I was waiting for this.
I was scared. I was like,
I was waiting for one to say Bigfoot pooped here.
That would have been awesome.
I'm waiting for that one.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, and then, you
I
know.
I should put one, Cindy was here. Crickets. Where's my crickets? We need to get a cricket sound.
I don't have a cricket sound.
We don't have a cricket sound yet.
I just said we have to get one.
I can give you this, though.
Is that me going down in the Titanic? I'm confused.
Perhaps.
So anyway. There's my buddy Godzilla. Gotta have Godzilla.
I don't know. I think I just got swooped up by a pterodactyl.
Godzilla.
I know, but it sounds better if I would say a pterodactyl.
So, do you want to be serious for a minute?
Okay, I am. Always
well, no,
serious.
No, because what I want to do is I want to bring up a guest for you. If you want to interview the guest real quick.
Is it Mike?
Yeah, Mike, you want to come over for a minute? Everybody, this is Mike King from Shepherdstown. He is the sheriff.
The chief of police. I have a new co-host.
Yay.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Let me fix that for you.
Yeah, thanks. I look a little taller on radio. No.
Make sure you get out of the microphone. Then.
Got it. Belly up.
I don't have any problem with that.
Me. We're not discussing that. I'm a lady.
Since when?
It's a new thing.
See, Mike already knows that he can tease me.
Everybody can tease you.
And I am good and joyful spirit in the taunting.
As long as you're not in the summer kitchen.
No, never. Never again in the summer kitchen. Although I love the kitchen. I'm not going upstairs ever again.
I told you. I warned you.
It was super scary.
I warned you ahead of time.
I was fine. I didn't even see anything bad. I didn't feel anything at all. My energy. That's it. Bye.
Yep. Seen it a couple times up there.
I literally, thank goodness that John was there. I would have been out. It went so fast.
Yeah.
It was scary.
This is a great place for that stuff, though,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. You guys definitely have to come. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
so
don't
I've
miss
been,
it.
So you know, you guys know I've been fangirling over Mike. I was like, I want to meet Mike.
What is funny, Mike, is that on the way up, she didn't mention your name until I said, guess, remember who's here?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, because I've been doing it for how long now?
Days.
No, week, month.
And are we sadly disappointed?
No, I'm so excited. I really, truly enjoyed the show. We literally have it on DVR at home. So
well, thank
my
you.
My son's why with me. So we enjoyed the show immensely.
Well, thanks. I'm glad.
So can you tell us anything about it?
Why?
Are you guys coming back?
We really do not know. I know. Have no official word on whether there's going to be any more episodes or not.
And that's what Bill told us, too.
Yeah.
So we already, I was already expecting that.
Yeah, I can't release any secrets because there are none.
Answer my survey. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, and I'm sworn to the truth, so.
That's right. I mean, you didn't hear anything about my trafficking escapade?
Well, maybe a little bit.
We didn't even mention
something about
speeding.
A half a circle turn.
I mentioned
turn.
Speeding.
Okay, so there's speeding. There is turning, making a U-ey. But
there is nothing that happened that reckless driving won't cover.
There you have it.
Okay, reckless driving, whatever. Whatever. That's terrible. Please, don't throw me under the bus again.
Okay.
he will throw me. Because I'm a dead giveaway when
I wish everybody's was this easy and I stop, you know. They say, oh, yeah, I did it.
I did.
I mean, she's telling me she did it long before I ever asked.
No. So, I didn't put my blinker on when I was turning and running away from the police.
No,
I'm just teasing. So, literally, I did. I was holding, because in New York, you can't even hold your phone.
Same in West Virginia. Can't hold it.
Yeah. So, I had just moved it, and police officer pulls me over and goes, did you have your phone in your hand? So, what were you doing? I'm like, what part are you talking about?
You know that when he asked you that first question, did you have your phone in the hand, he already knew that answer, right?
Like, he's like, did you have your phone in your hand? And I said, well, I only just had to answer it. And he's like, because I had my, where are they? They're right here.
Your Bluetooth.
I had my Bluetooth on, but they just had died, so I had to answer.
How many times do we hear that?
But I told him the truth, and he gave me a minimized ticket because
you
I
also
told
have blonde
truth.
Hair.
It was this color blonde, though. It wasn't like, hey, cute, blonde. No, he liked my honesty.
Did you turn the tears on, or that wasn't necessary?
No, because the funny part is
she just pushed them together. Uh-huh.
Let me adjust this seatbelt.
Uh-huh.
Well, those things don't work, guys.
What?
They don't. What? Listen.
Why do you?
Listen, I'm telling you.
Yeah, come on. Hold on now.
No. So listen, the funny part is I had a New York State trooper say to me, you got pulled over by a sheriff and you got a ticket? I said, yeah. He goes, did you cry? I go, yes. He goes, and that didn't work? I'm like, no. I didn't just cry on purpose.
What was her name?
I was so mad.
What was her name?
It was a guy. It was a guy. Yeah. No, there is a woman there. She's not nice. She says, she pulls me over and she goes, do you know how fast you were going? I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah, because she already knew too.
And she goes, are you set on cruise control? I said, yes, I am. So she was going to try and say I was a different speed, but I already knew because I was on cruise control. I said I was going 58 miles an hour.
Now your speedometer could be wrong.
Well, mine said 58.
The radar's not.
Yeah, but my speed, when I, you know, they have the electronic speed limit sign?
Yeah.
Mine is always like 1 to 2 miles under what it says, or it's over what it says.
That's a likely story.
No, but she says, you know how fast you were going? I said, yeah, 58. And she goes, well, you know, it's only 55.
Oh, my heavens.
I kid you not. These things really have happened to me. So listen, ladies, do not listen to the guys that say, cry, push your boobs together, you'll get out of the ticket. No, you won't. Just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. He's so good.
Wow.
So what's new in Shepherdstown? Tell us. So after we last saw you guys, what's been going on?
Well, school's out and it's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
When college lets out, the drinking stops and things quiet down.
True. I could totally see that.
No, actually, it's been very quiet in town, and that's nice.
But you guys had to have seen an increase in the amount of people that came through Shepherdstown,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there was an increase in people coming to Shepherdstown. But I can genuinely say it's the type of people that any town would want to come and visit.
yeah.
family people. They're bringing their kids. They're not causing any problems.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you ask, you wouldn't even know they're there.
Yeah, see, that's good.
Yeah, it was excellent. Yes.
Is there, are any of the locals upset about the increase in the amount of people coming?
Well, the businesses like it, obviously.
Well, I hope so.
But Shepherdstown's a very small town.
Yeah.
Parking is obviously a nightmare, especially with a college in town. And then you add the increase in people, and that creates some frustration. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously there were some people that were not pleased with the
show.
The
old people. I'm just kidding.
And these are people who absolutely don't believe in anything paranormal.
Right.
And they would stand there and say that the show brought down their values of their homes and, and things like this.
Yeah.
But all in all, I think it was actually pretty positive for the town.
Yeah.
It wasn't set out to do that. Actually, Bill Hartley's the one who told me right after we finished filming the first season, he said, "When this airs, I pity your town." I said, "Why?" He goes, "You guys are going to be blasted with people."
Yeah.
And we were. But again, it was the type of people you would want to come to your town. They're not problems.
All the crazy people looking for ghosts.
Well, nice crazy. How's that?
Like me.
Yes. Well. Hold on.
He's funny. I like you. I like you so much. I like you on TV. I like you even more in person.
Well, that's the real deal here. What you see is what you get.
That's right. Same with me. That's how you got to be, right?
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Yep.
It's truth in advertising, right?
Well, I'm not sure about the advertising, but it's the truth.
Well, I think that, well, first of all, I can't wait to go to Shepherdstown.
To have you in Shepherdstown.
I'm so excited. Like, I'm jumping out of my skin. I totally said that. I said, I'm going to meet Mike. I'm making this happen. Like, I drew you into my energy. See how?
All you had to do is pick up the phone and call.
Lesson number one. Use the phone. There is.
There is.
So, anything else? Anything new? What's on the horizon for you? Do you have any new anything coming up?
You know, it's
any promos? Anything that you want to promote?
Not that I know of. You know, I truly don't know what's going on with the show right now. I don't know. Hopefully, in the near future, we'll find something out.
That would be awesome.
But
do you have any more locations like this that you'll be coming up at?
I have several shows that I'm going to be doing throughout the year. I think I'm booked for at least one or two every month from now through October.
Fantastic.
And obviously we'll see each other hopefully in Gettysburg at the Battlefield Bash.
Please.
That is August the 17th through the 19th.
Awesome.
And I look forward hopefully to see everybody there. So
that would be
everybody
awesome.
Shows up, we'll have a great time. I was there last year. It was a fantastic time. You will not be bored.
Yeah. So Gettysburg has been on my list, big long list of haunted places I want to go.
It's fantastic. Steve Barry does a great job. And look, what better benefit than the Wounded Warrior Foundation?
Absolutely.
I mean, it can't be any better than that.
Absolutely. I think that's fantastic. We got to support our veterans.
Absolutely.
Amazing. I have my nephew who's a veteran, my uncles, definitely. My grandpa. We have a lot of veterans in our midst. So also, so where can they go to find your events? Do you have it on your website or anything like that?
We do it a couple places. Typically, if I'm at some place doing an event, mm-hmm. Paranormal Inc. is with me. And you can catch them at paranormalinc.net.
Perfect.
Or you can take a look at my Facebook page, and a lot of times I'll post on there where I'm going to be at.
Perfect. Yay. That's awesome. I'm so excited. Yes, and we're going to...
In the future, we're trying to nail down a date right now, but yes, I will be back on and we will do a full show and hopefully we'll have things to talk about.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Fantastic.
I'm so excited. Thank you
Fantastic.
So much.
I'm going to get out of here now.
All right. I don't want you to go, but if you must.
But look at all these people.
I get to see you right there.
Look at all these people who missed this great time here today.
I know. They should have come with us.
I know. They missed it.
They did.
They
well, they did get to watch some stuff here, though, so that's good.
I'm not sure that was good.
Well, it gives logistics, right?
Yeah.
To brevity to
look,
this. So
look, I warned
good.
You about going up there, and I was being dead serious.
I was being dead serious.
I've seen some things happen up there.
Yeah.
That it wasn't good, and I warned you about it. So.
Yes, you said. And tell me about your experience when you come back.
I didn't know it would be that good.
Right.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it was good, all right.
Thank you all very much for the opportunity today. Thanks, you guys, for coming.
I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary Ann. Hi, Logan. Hi, Anita. And Kristen is back. So, you guys, that was Mike King, the chief of police from Shepherdstown. Goes to
mm-hmm.
Shepherdstown with the show on Destination America.
Yep.
I have been, Jennifer Rose is on. Hi, Jennifer.
I thought maybe I was busy.
You were dizzy?
Busy.
Busy, you know, sucking.
Well, you know, it was great to meet Mike and to have this, and then, you know, we made a connection, which is good. We for the future, hopefully we'll have him back to do it. And
I'm so excited.
People, I mean, everybody that was watching us come down on the road trip, thank you so much for keeping us
you
awake.
Guys.
I mean, it was awesome. And you know, Monday show is going to be awesome. Even though Cindy won't be there, won't be as awesome.
Sorry, guys.
I
won't be there.
It'll still be a good time.
I'm going to have some fun with my kiddos.
But I do want to tell you guys that next year, once this event is planned, I mean,
we want to see you guys here with us.
Yeah, it's really from where I am, it was only a 4.5-hour drive, so it's not too bad.
No, but you're in Avon.
Right. So,
and so it was like 5.
It was like
it would have been just a little over 5 for me.
Right. So the drive 5 hours really isn't bad. It flew by for us.
It did.
I mean,
we were having so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It was beautiful country coming down.
That's the biggest thing is you could see pretty much. I mean, the rolling hills. I mean, believe it, real rolling hills. It was beautiful all the way down.
Yeah.
And
not like Rolling Hills Asylum, but Rolling Hills as in the scenery.
Right. Got it. Yeah. So I just want to say to everybody, because we're going to hop off here, and just want to say thank you to everybody, because we're coming up on the hour mark.
Already?
Yes. All right.
It's been an hour already.
Yep. And just thank you so much for tuning in with us today here at the Haldeman Mansion.
Thank you.
And
guys,
make sure that next year when you see this publicated,
come see us.
Yeah.
At one point while we were driving down, it said 24 miles to the New Jersey shore.
Right. Right.
It was crazy.
So yeah, just you know, take the time next year if you can and come down. It was it was fun.
Come to one of our events.
Yeah. Yeah. Just stay in touch and we'll see you guys on Monday. And
I'll see you the following Monday.
Yeah.
Yep. But I'm going to have fun. But I'm going to miss you guys.
I know.
You know I love you guys. You know that I really, truly, I love this.
She's being all serious now. All the joking went out the window. Yeah.
It is. It's done. Forget it. Now it's just serious, Cindy. You told me to be serious, so now
I'm good.
I'm deadpan.
So.
I love all his. We were doing on the way down some impersonation.
My name is Bobby.
Yes, we have some impersonations of our own.
Yep. Did the Sean Connery thing, and you had Mae West. Yes, we were doing
our
own impressions on the way, and
she made some time, a little chickadee.
All right, well, if you're good, I'm good. And again, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in for the hour with us here. It's a great little place, and you definitely got to come and check it out.
Definitely, you guys know? It's really great.
Yeah, it was a
have
good time.
Some experiences.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go check out the mansion.
Okay,
I want to.
Well, you go do that. I'm gonna go check out the kitchen.
Yes.
Really good.
The fries were super good too, and the ice
fries
cream.
Were really good.
Ice cream and sundae.
Ice cream was good.
I recommend it.
All right, everybody, we got about 50 seconds to get out of here. So you guys, not
what
even.
What did
we say? It's time to go. No.
No.
Remember, folks, wherever there is darkness, there is always
daylight.
The light.
You've been listening to Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy. Catch us next Monday when we will bring you another fantastic guest.
Thank you to our guests, our sponsors, and Jay Wolf Productions. Be safe, be good, and remember, wherever there is darkness, there is always the light. ParatalkRadio.com. Hang up time.
But there's...